Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Proverbs 18:21. Can we all read together? One, two, go. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. I put my trust in you. And this word I hear and they are what? Can we put that word to practice?
He said
his word is yea and amen. And his word said death and life are in the power of the tongue. Can we lift our hands up? Say anything that is working against our life and our destiny, we speak death to them. Let them dry up. Let them dry up. We speak death. We speak death. Everything, anything, any experience, whatever it is, working against our life, against our family, we speak death. 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you in church? Death and life are in your tongue. His word has given you that power. By the word, He created the world. By your word, you create something also, or you kill something. Can we lift our hands up? Say, from today, nothing dies in my life. Nothing dies in my destiny. I speak life to my work, to my career, to my business. I speak life. 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 I speak life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Exodus 23:25. They had just left Egypt. They were in the wilderness and God was establishing the nation. And the words He spoke at the beginning are very powerful words. They are foundational words. Foundational words for a new nation. So you shall serve the Lord your God. And He will bless your bread. Can we read? Let's read that. Let's go. So you shall serve the Lord your God and He will bless your bread and your water. From where? From midst of you. Those are the sum of a problem I have with English language. That you can be singular, it can be plural. That is the issue I have. I wish they separated it so that we will know. But in me, there shall be no sickness. In my family, there shall be no sickness. In this congregation, there shall be no sickness. Are we ready? Let's go back. And you see, don't claim what is not yours. It is stealing. It is robbery. Let's see who it belongs to. Go to the beginning. Let's go. Let's go. One, two, go. So, you shall serve the Lord your God. Are you sure? Are you sure? You are serving the Lord your God? Lift your right hand up. Oh, say, oh Lord, whom I serve, before whom I stand, let your blessing be upon my bread and my water. Can we pray? Oh Lord, whom I serve, before whom I stand, let your blessing be upon my water. Let your blessing be upon my bread. Let your blessing be upon my hands. Oh Lord, whom I serve, before whom I stand. Oh Lord, whom I serve, and before whom I stand. Let your blessings bless my bread, bless my water, bless my hands. Bless my bread, bless my water, bless my hands. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So anywhere you see sickness, it is a stranger among the midst, among the children of God. In the midst of the children of God, sickness is a stranger. It's not what we pamper. It's what we are angry with. It is not what you do so that people will visit you. So that attention will be upon you. Sickness is a stranger. It is a devourer. And he said, I will take. Can we read together? And I will take sickness from your body.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Your word is.
Lift up your right hand. Let's pray. Say, every sickness in our midst be taken away. Let them be taken away. In the name of Jesus. Every sickness in our midst be taken away. Every sickness in my body. Any sickness in my family. I command you out. 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 Every sickness. Out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. So that's my headache has come back. You know, this is the season of that my leg pain. Are you sure you are of Zion? Sickness is not meant to be among us. So it does not belong to you. And I say, that's my allergy. You know, say, whenever there is Amatan, you know, that's what they happen to me. You know, whenever there is heat, that was when you were not a member of this assembly. Now that you are here, listen to me. We don't have it, we don't speak it, we don't experience it. Are you here? Hello, are you here? There are very many good things to have. You are not saying it's your own. Now that's your sickness. Lift your right hand. Say it for today. Say every sickness. I bind and cast you out of this congregation, of this family, of my family, from my family. We bind and we cast you out. 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 We come against every sickness. We come against every illness. We bind and we cast you out. You are not our portion. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Anyone that is taking a dose every day in order to survive, we bring the word of the Lord. We bring the word of the Lord. We bring the word of the Lord. Whatever is wrong in your body, let the angels of God arise and take them away. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Verse 26. Let's quickly look at verse 26. Okay, let's go. One to go. No one. Three promises there. No miscarriage, fruitfulness, and long life. Hello, are we here? Let's lift our right hand up. Say, in this assembly, in 2022, say, we come together and we agree. I didn't hear you. Say, in this assembly, in this congregation, in this family, in 2022, we come together in agreement and we decree no miscarriage. In 2022, no miscarriage of the fruit of the womb, no miscarriage of the fruit of the hand, no miscarriage of the fruit of the body, no miscarriage, no miscarriage, no miscarriage, no miscarriage, no miscarriage, no miscarriage, no miscarriage. We come by the word of the Lord. His word is yea, his word is amen. We come by the word of the Lord. No miscarriage. No miscarriage. There shall be more miscarriage. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The first word God spoke to man is be fruitful. That means everything meant for your fruitfulness is in you. So if it's not working that way, it's not God, it is the enemy. Can we lift our right two hands up at him? We receive a fresh grace of fruitfulness for everybody by the Spirit of the living God. We receive fruitfulness, fruitfulness, fruitfulness by the Spirit of the Lord, fruitfulness, 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 fruitfulness by the Spirit of the Lord, fruitfulness. Fruitfulness by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, he said they will yet bring forth fruit in old age. In old age, in old age, in old age. Menopause did not affect Sarah. It is a medical condition. And the one that created said they will yet bring forth fruit in old age. We believe in your word, we come by your word, and we decree fruitfulness upon this house. Fruitfulness upon our rooms, fruitfulness upon our loins, fruitfulness upon our hands, fruitfulness upon our body, fruitfulness upon our lips, fruitfulness in our health, in the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. Let's talk to him. Where do you want his fruitfulness? Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Hear what is here. Mandali bokoria gadala bakata. Iteke tele mokoria banaba zita. Akaria kadata. Ebere mokoli amana. Eria dada makata. Eberia dada mariaka. Eze teke tile mo. Makaria gada. Madala bakaria. Erike tele mokoria. Madaria kadalala, e gente pe, aribokoria dala, mataribokoria dala. We thank you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Let's read the last part of that verse. I will fulfill the numbers. Read it, let me hear you. Read it, let me hear you, sir. Say it, let me hear you. Lift your right hand and say, by the word of the Lord shall arise and fulfill the number of my days. I will live in good health. I will live long. Death to my old age in good health and prosperity. The Lord will fulfill the number of my days. The Lord fulfills. The Lord fulfills the number of our days in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Listen to me. Don't let the death dance around you, around your family, around your business, before you know how to pray this prayer. Because some people are looking at me like, look, was it? I don't come to raise prayer for prayer's sake. I raise prayer based on what the Lord is asking us to do. Lift your right hand up. And say, this year, I shall not die. The Lord will fulfill the number of my days. In the name of Jesus, I shall not die. The Lord will fulfill the number of my days. I shall not die. The Lord will fulfill the number of my days. My children shall not die. The Lord will fulfill the number of their days. The Lord will fulfill the number of my days. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And he said, because you are precious in my sight, I will give men's life in exchange for your souls. In exchange for your souls. You shall not die. You shall not die. You shall not be involved in any accident. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we have our seat in God's presence? Welcome another soldier to church. Can you welcome a soldier to church? Why are you greeting like bloody civilians? 2 Timothy 2. We take verse 3 and 4. You therefore must endure hardship. You know, there are some passages in the Bible that when you get to, you get angry. You don't want to hear it. Me, I no go suffer. I no go beg for bread. Then you now get somewhere. It now say, endure hardship. And then somebody translate it and say, endure suffering. Sometimes we wish some part of the Bible are not there. But the Bible is complete. It tells you everything about life. You therefore endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. We started looking at this from last week. And I want to continue this week by letting you know that every soldier understands the mission. Please ask somebody by your side. Say, what is the mission? Every soldier understands the mission. What is the mission? Please, sir, if you don't understand the mission, you can be a Christian for 40 years and still miss it. JF Kennedy went to NASA where they do space. When he became the president, he gave a target that they must make sure that they land somebody on the moon in the next 10 years or so. So one day, he decided to visit NASA. So when he got to NASA, he met an old man that was weeping. And he asked the old man, what is your job here? What are you doing here? He said, I'm doing all my best to make sure somebody lands in space. He was a cleaner, but he understood that the reason why he was cleaning in the office is that somebody might land in the moon. Why are you a Christian? What is the mission? You are in sanctuary, you are in ocean, you are in choir. It has not changed the mission. The mission is one. If you miss the mission, your work is useless. Your reward cannot be given to you. Because you must have worked for somebody that will not pay you. What is the mission? Matthew 6:10. Matthew 6:10. Can we all read together? One, two, go. The mission. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth. Read it. Let me hear you now. Let's go. One, two, go. That is a mission. The mission is written in many ways, in different ways, in the Bible for us to give us various understanding of the same thing. The mission is your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, number one, in your life, as the kingdom of God come. When we say your kingdom come, we are saying God has absolute sovereign rule in that place, in that territory. The kingdom come is God's sovereign absolute rule being in existence. The vision is your kingdom come. Ma, you sang beautifully this morning, but what is the mission? After thinking, where is the kingdom? Sir, you came to church early. You are a greeter. After greeting, what is the mission? What is the mission of a greeting? Thy kingdom come. that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So as I am a greeter and I greet people this morning, as they come in, by my greeting, by my smile, they should know that there is a kingdom greater than any kingdom. That when I'm coming with a challenge, by their greeting, before the prayers, before the singing, before the preaching, by their smile, the kingdom of God comes in residence in my life. I get in and I know I am at the right place. Things are about to change. What is the mission? The mission is the kingdom of God come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's why we pray for healing. Because in heaven, there's no sickness. And his will must be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is the mission. Anything you do that does not dovetail into this is a waste of your time, a waste of your resources, a waste of your destiny, a waste of your life. Know the mission and follow the mission. Revelation chapter 11 verse 15. What is the mission? A soldier understands the mission. Then the seventh angel shouted, and there were loud voices in heaven. Can we reach them? Let's go. One, two, go. They're saying, I can't hear you saying, of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign. That is the mission. Until the kingdom of this world becomes the kingdom of our earth, of our Lord, you have wasted your time if you have not done it. What happened? It starts in your life. So in my life, the kingdom of God invades my life, and my life becomes an extension of the kingdom of God. My family becomes an extension of the kingdom of God. My children, my spouse become an extension of the kingdom of God. My business, my career becomes an extension of the kingdom of God. Sir, ma, that's why he gave you that school. That's why he gave you that job. That's why he transferred you to that office. So that in that small place, the kingdom of that office becomes the kingdom of God. And he reigns forever. If you don't understand that, you have wasted your time as a Christian, no matter how long you have been a Christian. That's how we go for evangelism. So that we tell people, there's a new kingdom, a kingdom of Christ. He is able to rule. He is able to help you. He is one that has saved you. We bring a new kingdom to you. That's why we preach for healing. That's why we do deliverance. To show people that there is a higher kingdom that overrules all. That is why we do all that we do. Thy kingdom come. That we be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. Now you when refuse to greet somebody. You when talk say I'm not going to forgive him. Are you sure his kingdom is in your life? Which is ready in your life? Once you are in charge of your life, you are no longer of the kingdom. Once you are completely in control of yourself, you are no longer in the kingdom. We are of the kingdom of our God and his Christ, and he will reign. He will have his way. His will will come to pass in our lives forever. Listen to me. Most of us have been in this kingdom of this world for so long that we don't understand the kingdom of God. Do you know, soldiers of the kingdom of this world, when they go to war, they kill everybody. They destroy everybody. Soldiers of us, of a kingdom, is the devil. Demons are killed. The human beings, what they do, they are saved. Their lives are transformed. You need to understand that. Or else, you'll be praying some prayers and be fighting some battles that God has not sent you, that you're wasting your time. the kingdoms of this world must of a necessity become the kingdom of our God. That is why you are in the choir. That is why you are a greeter. That is why you are in that office. That is why he gave you money for that business, so that in your small territory where you are, the kingdom of God shines through it. Love shines through it. Integrity shines through it. People can see God. That is why he gave you that voice. That the kingdom of this world may become the kingdom of our King. Soldiers understand the mission. Number two, because they understand the mission, soldiers are courageous. Deuteronomy 20, verse 3. And he shall say to them, go to verse 1. Let's read from verse 1. From verse 1. And when you go out to battle against your enemy, and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you. Let's read for the next day. Let's read. Do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up from the land. Remember what I did in the land of Egypt, and do not be afraid. And in case you forget, remember, the Lord your God is with you. Do not be afraid. Verse 2 and 3, let's go. And it shall be, when you are on the verge of battle, that the priest shall approach and speak to the people. And he shall say to them, hear, O Israel, today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies. And let's go. Do not let your heart fail. Soldiers are courageous. Do not be afraid. And do not tremble or be terrified because of them. Listen, when you are going through any challenge, any problem, God has given you the do nots. Do not be faint-hearted. You know what it means? That means you are afraid, but you do as if you are not afraid. Wear them, wear them. Even people, where they shout for Lagos. You know, say, now JJC, they fight for Lagos. If they shout, they shout. Now, Shakara, the guy, they are afraid. Now, why? If you see a dog barking, the dog is afraid. Don't come near me. Don't come near me. He is afraid. Once in a while, we are afraid, but we know that our God is with us. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid. And do not tremble or be terrified because of them. Jump to verse 8. Verse 8. Jump to verse 8. This one I want us to read together. Let's go. One, two, go. The officers shall speak further to the people and say, what man is there who is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house. Lest the heart of his brethren faint. Fear is contagious. Beware of it. Don't walk with fearful people. They will kill your destiny with their words. They make you fearful. You will not be able to take any risk. But God is saying, if you are one of my soldiers, you need to be courageous. What is courage? Mental and moral strength. To venture, to conquer, to withstand danger, to withstand fear, to withstand difficulty. So strength, mental strength, moral strength that makes you venture to take the risk, that makes you fight the battle, that makes you stand, that makes you withstand any difficulty, any danger, any fear. Courage is the ability to deal with or to face difficult or dangerous situations. Courage is the ability. Put it there. Okay. Can we all read together? I love this quote. Courage is the ability not to let people know how scared you are on the inside. Yes, sir. So when we see people jumping, no shaking, no lie. That is courage. We didn't and say, if I look back and I know did it. So sometimes leaders, when you push us, we are the one to talk. Nobody say fear, no day. Nobody say heart, no day beat. Some people are freed for 40 years, 30 years. Once they stand up and they still want to mount the altar, their heart is still beating. It's normal. But the Lord is saying, in the midst of that, go venture, go conquer, go and do it. Soldiers are courageous. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. Joshua 1, 6 to 7. Be strong and of good courage. Help me tell somebody by the side. Be strong and of good courage. You know, sometimes I see people write different things everywhere and say, I am a strong woman. I am. let me not go in that direction. Now people will tell you, say you're strong. If you fail in the days of adversity, how small is your strength? You need to be strong and courageous. Hear God. Hold on to his word and take courage from his word. You are a soldier. You don't turn back. You don't run away. You face the battle. You move forward with the sword of the Lord. With the word of the Lord. With faith in God. You are a soldier. Be strong and courageous. Have you heard this quote before? Okay, let me ask in the form of a question. A lion, which army will you want to belong to? A army of sheep led by a lion. Or an army of lions led by a sheep. Which one will you want to belong to? Army of lions led by a sheep. You know, say this story, we don't hear her many times, so you know the answer. But in real life, when you see everybody in a lion, and you don't know the leader yet, there's a tendency of you to join the army. When they now show you that Mr. Sheep is the leader of that army, run, because he will transfer his fear into all the lions and turn all the lions into sheep. Your leader matters. I tell you. Whoever is leading you matters. You can't grow faster than your leader. You can't get stronger than your leader. Your leader will place a limit on everything about your destiny. When the husband is not the leader, the family can never move up. The family can only move and grow to the capacity and the capability of the father, of the leader. Join any kind of army as long as it is led by a lion. And you know the name of a leader of an army. What's his name? The lion of a tribe of Judah. So we can't lose. So that means we might be chicken at death. That means we might not have strength. But the one ahead of us is strong. Did you remember David? When they went to meet him at the cave of Adullam, the Bible said, all that were distressed, disillusioned, and in debt gathered to David. But by the time you get to 2 Samuel 23, they started giving their life history. People that were in despair, distressed, fearful, they became mighty men upon the land. One held his sword and killed 800 people at the stretch. And his sword clicked to his hand. And the sword, to remove the sword from his hand, was difficult. One. But before he saw David, he was fearful, he was in debt, he was in disillusion. And you know what? This church is also a cave of Adullam. It does not matter how you came in. Follow instructions, your life will change. And do you understand that? Because the lion of the tribe of Judah is heading and is the leader in the church. Are we here? Be strong and be courageous. You know why we are strong and courageous? We know the lion of the tribe of Judah is ahead of the army, not because of us. Hello, are we here? If you understand that, say amen. Can I hear you say, I am bold? Say, I am strong. I am courageous. Can I say, I'm bold, I'm strong, I'm courageous? Proverbs 28:1. Let me close this part with that. Proverbs 28:1. Let's read together. Let's go. The wicked. When I was in Kano, my first experience of a certain thing that is happening almost everywhere in Nigeria now is the fact that Friday is after market. Most of the time, you just see people running. And then you also run without knowing what is running. You run. Later, when people get somewhere, you say, what happened? Say, I see them running, I started running. A white man is the one that sees something running, he goes where? He's curious. He wants to write the news. He wants to know what is happening. Therefore, black man, we run. Is it because we are wicked? The wicked runneth when no man persuadeth, but the righteous is as bold. You know what? Righteousness gives boldness. I've not duped anybody. I've not taken advantage of anybody. I've not borrowed any money and not paid back. Why would I not sleep? I've not told anybody lie. Why would I not sleep? Once I've done all those things, I will not be able to sleep. I'll calculate this lie that I told Inka. What will I say? In case he gets, which one will I tell him again? Before you know it, day has broken. When your life is not righteous, you cannot be bold. It's a righteous that is as bold as a lion. Let me see if I can take two more. Number three, soldiers avoid distraction. You can't see soldiers wearing agbada. The uniform of a soldier is structured in a way to make it smart, fit, and avoid distractions. You are a soldier. Run away from distractions of this world. Most of us are enmeshed in the things of the world, things that do not concern us. Remember, what is the mission? Remember, what is the mission? Thy kingdom come. Abi, what is the mission? The kingdom of the world becomes the kingdom of our God and His Christ, and He shall reign forever. I hope you are remembering the mission. I hope you remember the mission. Let there be no distraction to that mission. So if God makes me a president, I understand the mission, why He made me the president. If God makes me a CEO of a company, I understand the mission. Everything He makes me is for the mission. If God gives me a school, I understand it's for the mission. Then, you know, those students, they'll be great. They'll be people that know the Lord. If God makes me a doctor, the patient, they will know the Lord. They will understand the kingdom. Why? He brought me to the kingdom for a time like this. That was what Mordecai told Esther. Don't you know that God that I brought you into New Sebastian, into Abuja, into your family for a time like this? For all of you that are loners, and everybody in your family, you don't call them, you don't talk to them. Don't forget, you are in that family because the kingdom of our family becomes the kingdom of our God and His Christ and His reign forever. If you are not portraying the right image of Christ, you will pay dearly for it on the day of judgment. Even though you have the most terrific voice in USA, the most terrific voice in Africa, the voice was given for the mission. And nothing must distract you from the mission. Have you ever seen a soldier say, I don't like the way commander spoke to me yesterday, so tomorrow I'm not coming for parade? He will enter guard room for 3 months. And you know what? Many people in their life, they are in guard rooms of life already. Because they abandon Christ. I will not come again. I will not do it again. That church is full of hypocrites. I've not seen anybody stop watching football because the stadium was filled with hypocrites. They spend enough time. They waste their time in that church. I've never seen people leave stadium before because a match entered extra time. You are not a soldier. Even when they tell the soldier your appointed time is 8 to 6, if nobody comes to take over, he's still there waiting. Are you a soldier? If you don't understand Christianity as a soldier, it will shock you on the day of judgment because you have failed. Avoid distraction. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. Hebrews 12, 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Yeah, let's go. Let us lay aside every distraction. And the sin which so easily ensnares us, beset us, and let us run with endurance, with patience. The race. There is a race for you to run. Have you seen people running marathon? Look at their dresses. They don't wear flowing things because it will distract them. The sin that you call weakness, that sin you no longer call sin, that you call weakness, that you call error, that you call challenge, might put you in trouble. It is a distraction. 1 John 2, 15 to 16. 1 John 2, 15 to 16. Let's read together. Do not love the world. Pause. What are the things in the world? Is this seen in the Bible? Because it looks as if it was in the Bible of the 70s and 80s. And in the 90s and the 2000s, it changed. You know, people can forget all the message I preach today, but they will not forget my watch. Some can see it, even though it's not there. The way pastor dress, if only he put on chain, that dress will be complete. You are distracted. Soldiers don't bother about that. Are you in church? But love not the world or the things in the world. Okay, let's continue. We have not finished reading. Go back to verse 15. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father. You can't love the world and the Father at the same time. If you think you can do it, you are deceiving yourself. Verse 16. Oh yeah, let's use it for all the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. You know, that thing that makes you say, I am the boss. If no one greets me, I will not greet the person. It's a pride of life. It is of the world. It is not of the kingdom. In the kingdom, we are equal and we give honor to whom honor is due. Honor is due to a child. Honor is due to an elder. I'm not saying we should not have respect. But I'm saying even if respect is not given to you, behave like a person of the kingdom. Listen, this verse 16 is the deliverance that many people need in their life. Because many of the issues of your life that you are fighting over, that is pulling you down, that is not making God to come in for you, are in this verse. Lust of the flesh. You know, lust of the flesh is that voice that is very loud. Do it. Buy it. Borrow it. Hey, you can go in debt. You will pay later. Steal it. Kill him. Talk to people about it. It is very loud. The voice of the flesh is louder than any voice you hear within you. And the voice is forceful. Slap him. Are you the one who's talking like you, lover? That girl is 23, and you are 49, you are 30, you are 100. Now you the doctor, hey, they don't respect you again. No. Show them by your absence. No, come again. See if they go call you, come back again. And until it is the voice of the flesh, it is of the word. It will get you nowhere. The loss of the eyes. When I finished service, I went to see a friend of mine. We were watching television and they were advertising a car. And they brought one beautiful girl, nice shape, long legs, stood in front of a car. And I called him. I said, Benji, they are out to get you. See that woman? They are out to get you. You want sales speaker? You put fine girl there. Why? Loss of the eyes. It they sell. Loss of the eyes. Check them up again. Look them up again. Loss of the eyes. Even if you wear powder, black from up down, and you not get shape, from loss of the eyes, they will undress you. They will imagine the shape and pursue the shape within the masquerade. Whether you dress well or not, loss of the flesh will do what he wants to do. But when you don't dress well, you have killed it. That's why we believe you are soldiers and you are children of the Lord and you know how to dress. You can't wear agbada to battle. You can't come to church and open your closet. I'm not sure at this late time of maturity of your faith, we should come and be giving you measurement of the cloth we wear. Then we come to church and say, below the knee, 3/4, 4 inches below the wing, dark color, cool color, not too shiny, no lipstick, no. Mind the way you walk. Soldier! Have you ever seen where they call soldiers and tell them how to dress, how to walk, how to behave? They know it is part of a training. Distraction. Distracting everybody, everywhere. And I've always told you, if anybody tells you are sexy, go back home and change your dress. They should tell you are godly. Wow, this dress is godly. When they tell you this dress is sexy, are you a whore? Are you a harlot? Sexy mama. Yeah, sexy mama. And all the wrong men are running after you. Why? Sexy mama. You are a slave queen. Slaying devils. Who are you slaying? I hope not the men of this church. Beware of distraction. 1 Corinthians 9, 24-27. Let me close with that, even though it's one of the most important things I want to talk about today. The time has gone. Do you not know, sir, Amma, that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you might obtain the prize also. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. 26. Therefore, I run, thus, not with uncertainty. Thus, I fight, not as one who beats the air, not shadow boxing, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself to become discouraged. I will not want to say it, but let me say it. That means if you are in discipline, you can miss the prize. You can miss it. But I discipline myself, my body, and bring it to subjection. Lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. If you have seen soldiers before, you will know. Soldiers are disciplined. In fact, when Idi Agbaon and Buhari came in 1983, December 31st, what did they say? They introduce what they call war against. Because we soldiers want to rule you. We can't rule you when you are in discipline. So the first thing we want to do for you is to be disciplined. So when you leave the kingdom of darkness, where anything goes, you can dress naked, you can dance naked, you can do anything in the kingdom of darkness. When you come to the kingdom of light, the one of the first things you are taught is discipline. You are no longer in the world. You are no longer of the world. You must be a disciplined person. You'll be drilled. You'll be trained for discipline. You know, discipline is what we need most, but we want least. Discipline, self-restraint, self-control, perseverance under pressure. Me, my definition of discipline, one of my definitions of discipline is power under control. Eli did something that annoyed me. I am the president of a world. I have the power to destroy him. And I'll say, no, I will not do that. That is discipline. That also is discipline. Discipline is delayed gratification. Discipline makes you to wait for a long time. Is anybody that read James Hadley Chase in those days? You know the McGarland series. Anybody here? Russia, China, American Cold War. Anybody? Where is a young church? I want to share a story about that. A disciplined man must be able to wait for a long time without blinking an eye, without changing his mind. See, listen to me. If you are a Christian, you will pay the price of endurance. The Lord will test you for endurance, for patience, and for perseverance. You will pray all the prayer. He will put the answer beside you. He will not make you see the answer. And he will wait to see if you continue or you start complaining. It's a disciplined man that continually waits for God for a long time and does not blink. And he says with Job, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. Discipline. Ability to control or restrain ourselves from every kind of feeling, impulses, desires, pursuit, including desires for physical and material comfort that are not in alignment with the will of God. Are you a soldier? Are you disciplined? Listen to me. An untamed life is a useless life. An untamed life is disaster. It's a disaster about to happen. An untamed life will be disgraced publicly when he reaches the height of his life because he is untamed. See, when somebody runs after small, small girls when he's young and he's untamed, he doesn't have self-control. When he becomes an ogre, he'll be doing it everywhere. One day they will put camera in his office. They will show it to the whole world. It will be a sex tape everywhere. His life was not tame when he was younger. He did not learn discipline when he was younger. He did not learn endurance when he was younger. So his picture will be shown publicly. Listen to me. What you have on, you have refused to tame, to control your life, will soon disgrace you publicly. And you know you are a soldier. The way they court-martial soldier is different from the way they treat civilians. Did you notice that for some of you, some things that everybody is doing wrong, once you attempt it once, you are in big trouble and God will deal with you. The best goals will not be a small one. Know yourself and stay in your lane. Discipline. Can I close by advising you? Master and control your emotions. Master, control your moods. Master and control your feelings. Master and control your thoughts. Master and control your words.
Master, control your actions. Master, control pleasure.
You need discipline for you to achieve greatness. You must go through some things that people that don't have understanding will cause suffering. But in the military, we don't call it suffering. We call it discipline. It is what you do. Listen to me. If you don't see Christianity from the point of view that you are a soldier in an army, you might fail God. You are not a bloody civilian. You are a soldier in the army of the Lord. Start behaving like that. I remember those days when I was on campus. Story. That day where they cast, those days where they cast out demons. Once I move, people they fall under anointing. Now those days. New battle day. Nobody told me to talk about. Many people in church now are olden days champion. The career has taken over. We teach you to do well in your place of work. We teach you to put your best in your place of work. Then working your place of work well does not separate you from doing the things of God well also. You are a soldier. Be disciplined. Think about your life. Bow our heads. Let's pray together. Bow our heads.
If your commanding officer is doing a spot check on you today, what will he say about your life?
You are a soldier.
If he calls you to come and give an account of your life, what will you tell him? Just talk to him. Talk to him. If you are sorry, say so. I'm sorry. If you need help, tell him I need help. And in what area, tell him.
Help me understand the mission. Let me. Help me understand the mission.
If I don't understand the mission, I will fail you. Help me understand the mission. Show me the mystery behind me being a soldier for you.
Help me. Help me. Help me.
Talk to him. Ask him to help you.
My commanding officer, the lion of the tribe of Judah, I agree that I failed you. I've not behaved like a military man, like a soldier. I ask that you help me. Forgive me and help me.
We will not go without enlisting some people into the military. It is only by giving your life to Christ and being born again that you join the military. It is not by wearing fake camouflage. Many people in church, they are wearing fake camouflage. No ID card, no enlistment number. But they are deceiving themselves, thinking they are part of a soldier.
They are the ones that die first. Because they lack the training. They have no weapon, no ammunition. No one is backing them up.
They are not enlisted in the military, in the armies of the Lord. It is only by giving your life to Christ and being born again, no matter how long you have been wearing the fake camouflage, it's time to put it out and give your life to Him so that He can give you the real uniform, including the camouflage for battle. You are here today. You want to give your life to Him so that He will enlist you into the armies of heaven, the grand forces. Wherever you are, can you lift your right hand up? Let's pray together. Wherever you are, Mandali Bokoria, Radali Bojitele Bokoria, Mandagada Libo Jitaka Riabala. Can you lift up your hand? Let's pray together. Mandadele Bokoria Bala. We ask for your help. Mandale Bokoria Bala. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We magnify your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Can everybody in church lift their hands up? Lift your hands up. Say, I am enlisted into the armies of the living God. I receive strength. I receive faith. I receive discipline. I receive self-control. I receive whatever it takes to live my life as a soldier. We give you praise. We give you honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Any area of your life where you are losing, we put an end to that loss. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord arise and help you this week. In the name of Jesus, anything you need, whatever you need to be victorious, to bring your plans to pass this week, let the Lord graciously make them available for you. In the name of Jesus, may the blessing of the Lord tabernacle upon everything that you do. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. Lift His countenance upon you. Give you peace. Give you victory. Give you rest. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the church says,
thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.